Good morning. The disturbance that swung through the region out of southern Canada overnight, producing scattered showers, is now pivoting off the eastern seaboard and out of the region. Clouds are already beginning to break up across interior New York and New England, leading to partly sunny skies this morning and temperatures averaging out close to the 50-degree mark. With increasing sunshine through the morning and continuing into the afternoon hours, we'll enjoy a warm and pleasant May afternoon with high temperatures reaching back into the mid-60s. Another disturbance, though, will head in our direction starting late tonight, and skies will cloud over. It'll be dry through the evening and the early part of the overnight period before a few showers arrive by sunrise on Friday, especially north of I-90. The day will be marked by mostly cloudy skies to round out the work week, and as that next disturbance passes by, off and on scattered showers will be likely through Friday afternoon, and perhaps even a rumble of thunder in a couple of spots with highs in the lower to mid-60s. The good news is we'll dry things out Friday night, and it looks like a great start to the weekend. With high pressure and control on Saturday, we'll enjoy a mix of sun and clouds, and highs will push back into the upper 60s. A storm system in the middle of the country will head toward the Great Lakes for the second half of the weekend. Milder air will try to flow into our area for Sunday afternoon, and as a result, will generate a fair amount of cloud cover for the second half of the day and just the outside risk of an isolated shower, especially in northern parts of New York and New England. Highs should make it into the upper 60s again for the second half of the weekend. That system will move through our region on Monday with showers likely, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid to upper 60s, before we go back to more sunshine for the middle of next week with highs staying in the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong upper-level system arriving into the western United States today will bring several days of unsettled weather to much of the Northwest and Rockies. Locally heavy to excessive rainfall is possible, especially along the favored terrain of the central and northern areas of California and the northern Rockies. This system will usher in well below normal temperatures of about 10 to 20 degrees below average, which will support moderate to heavy snowfall in some of the highest elevations. The best chance for significant snow will be in the Sierra Nevada, where up to 2 feet of snow is possible and winter storm warnings are in effect. Meanwhile, ahead of the trough, daytime temperatures from the central plains to the upper Midwest will be very warm, with highs as much as 20 to 25 degrees above normal, and a handful of records are possible. Meanwhile, rain will expand east today and tomorrow into the Great Lakes and Midwest as a stationary boundary sets up across this region. The boundary will provide focus for convection, and the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted a narrow region along the front from the Central Plains to the upper Ohio Valley within a slight risk for severe storms. Storms may contain locally heavy rain, and the Weather Prediction Center has placed roughly the same region in a marginal risk for excessive rainfall and flash flooding. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 27 degrees with a northwest wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 13 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 43, 80% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.84 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 70, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 65 degrees, the low 43, the average temperature 54, that's 4 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday, 2.04 inches now for the month, which is 41/100ths above normal, and 14.68 inches for the year, which is 1.88 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 47. The record high, 89, set in 1991, and the record low, 33, in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 5:32 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:12 p.m., 14 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by sunrise and lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by sunrise and lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s. Clouds come back in tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely from time to time, maybe a rumble of thunder, lower to mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s on Saturday. Partly sunny on Sunday, just the outside risk of a shower later in the day, upper 60s. A better chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid to upper 60s, and mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday in the middle 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.